Welcome, Wylie United Methodist family. We are glad that you are joining us again for another online service. We hope that this will be over soon and we'll be able to come back together. But in the meantime, God is still God. Did you know that nothing has changed with who God is and how He loves us? I want to start us off this morning with the scripture from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Why? For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Let's pray. Father, welcome to this online service for Wylie United Methodist Church. I pray, Holy Spirit, that You will be present with us here at this moment. You will be present in every home with every person that is listening. Come, Holy Spirit. We pray that the name of Jesus would be high and lifted up, and we do rejoice because You are God, and Your love endures forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Billy, let's worship.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like a blind man, then God gave back His sight.
So good to be here today in God's house and just to worship together. And so as I was thinking about the message this week, I was out praying one day. As I was walking early in the morning, I was out praying. And I was praying for everyone, and this song came to mind. And it was a song that I had learned when I was about 7 years old. And the song is called Count Your Many Blessings. And so while I was out walking, I started singing and humming this song. And so I thought that would be a great thing for us to remember. We need to count our blessings. So this morning, we're going to sing this song, and if you know it, sing along. If not, the words are on the screen, so just listen to the words of this song. So, are you ready, Terry?
When upon those billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Thanks, Terry. What a wonderful message this song has for us. So it's reminding us that we need to count our blessings, and we are to name them one by one. So it will remind us that God is at work in our life. So, but sometimes I forget. Sometimes I get busy. Sometimes I just get in a bad mood. Sometimes I just don't remember all the blessing that God has done for us. So I decided I wanted a reminder, something that I could look at, something that would remind me of all the blessings. So I found me a jar, and I decided that I would start writing my blessings each day and putting them in the jar. And then as it filled up, it would be a reminder of how much God loves us and how many blessings He gives us every moment of our life. So as you can see, my jar is empty. So I'm going to start filling my blessing jar this morning. So as I came along, I thought about God, and I thought about Jesus, and I thought about the Holy Spirit, and I thought about family and friends and the creation and just every one of y'all, the boys and girls in the church and the families and just many, many more blessings. So I just continued to filling my jar. There's going to be a lot more room so I can keep filling my jar every single day and just filling my jar with blessings. And let this be a reminder that God is so good and He loves us. So I encourage you to maybe make a blessing jar. So it doesn't have to be a jar. I just like a jar. It could be a box like I had here. It could just be a plain, let me get my box picked up. Just a plain box. You can decorate it, do whatever, okay? Or it even can be just a poster board that you just write your blessings on and just put it somewhere where you can see it and let it be a reminder that God loves us and that we are blessed by so much, even when things are hard and even when things are good, even when things are amazing, even when things just are sad. We are still blessed by God, and we need to count our blessings and name them one by one so that we can see what God has done for us. Let's say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for Your love for us, and I thank You that You bless us every day, and not just with the things in this world that we see, but You bless us with just peace and joy and kindness and gentleness and truth, Lord Jesus. And so let us be reminded as we go through each day, Lord, that You are good and mighty and powerful and strong. And we thank You and we praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, good morning, church family. We're going to recite the Apostles' Creed. I want to encourage you to stand as we do that. You know, we go to a baseball game or a football game, and we all stand for the national anthem. We stand when we say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and we're honoring our nation when we do that. Surely we can stand and honor Jesus as we recite the things that unite our hearts together. So repeat this with me. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead, He ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body. life everlasting. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you for that. I enjoyed Carlene's children's sermon this morning, encouraging us to count our blessings. And God has bestowed on us blessings and gifts that we can't comprehend. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." And I don't know what every spiritual blessing in Christ means, but it's got to be good. He goes on to list some of those things, but this isn't an all-inclusive list. God chose us. He predestined us to be adopted. He gave us grace. He redeemed us. He forgave our sin. He made known to us the mystery of Christ, and he sealed us with the Holy Spirit. He's blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In James 1:7, it says he gives us gifts. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. It's not just some gifts, it's every gift. I have no idea what that means. But, you know, that those are things for us to discover. So this week, as we think about blessings, and I want to challenge us adults to do something as well, not maybe have a collection place where we put those, but maybe just tuck those things away in our heart. I encourage us to think about the blessings that God has given us. And we can do that with a little help out of Colossians 3, 1 and 2. "Therefore, since you've been raised with Christ, strive for the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." And if we set our minds on things above, boy, the things of this world, the things that distract us, the things that discourage us, the things that consume our time will just slowly fade away as we dwell on the goodness of who God is. So this morning, I want to pray into God revealing to us what every spiritual blessing might be, what every good and perfect gift might be for us. So pray with me. Lord, you are so good to us. And God, we read your word. It says that every spiritual blessing in Christ is ours. Every good and perfect gift is ours. And Lord, we can't comprehend what that is. And Lord, since your ways are so much higher than our ways, that tells me that there are things for us to discover. So Lord, this week as we contemplate the ways you blessed us, Lord, help us not to be whiners this week. Help us, God, to discern what you're up to. Help us, God, to discern what you would like for us to receive. God, you want to pour it out on us, Father. Lord, sometimes it takes the seeking to get there. And so help us this week through the power of the Holy Spirit to seek you more, to discover these blessings, to discover these gifts. Oh, Lord, you're so good. And Lord, we trust you. Lord, I just lift up our nation to you this morning. God, I lift up those who are struggling. God, I pray for those in nursing facilities, Lord, that are not allowed visitation. Lord, I pray that you encourage them, Lord. Pray for those in the hospital who's not allowed visitation. Lord, I pray that you encourage them. Lord, I pray for protection for the medical community, those working in nursing facilities and those working in hospitals and other medical clinics. Lord, just protect them and bless them. And God, we just pray that this come to an end for your glory. Lord, move in power. And Lord, we give you the praise. Regardless of what happens, God, we give you the praise. And you're so worthy of that. Lord, we love you so much. Thank you for opportunities to pray. And we pray, Jesus, the prayer you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
believers filled with God's holy fire. Every tribe, every tongue, every nation, love song born of the grateful choir. All God's children singing glory.
Good morning again, church. Glad that you are spending your Sunday morning with us. Before I get started this morning, I want to thank Billy for preaching, bringing the word last week, a good word. I was a little offended by the pastoral hair joke, but I knew it was coming, so it's okay, brother. I just felt led as we were worshiping this morning. They don't get any camera time, but I wanted to thank Arliss and Dennis and Lee. They show up every week and help us record this service and get it ready for you guys, and they are servants, and I appreciate each one of those guys. So if you would, turn with me to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verse 25 is where we'll begin. And these are the words of Jesus. Matthew 6, 25. Therefore, remember what therefore means? Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food and the body, more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things. I think I might need to say that again. For the pagans run after these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, we have invited you. We trust that you are here. We need to hear from you, Holy Spirit. So come and speak in power and authority and transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm starting a sermon series today that'll go on for a few weeks. And it's called The God Of. The God Of. Today's message is The God of Peace. The God of Peace. There was a man. He was a worrier. He worried all the time. And he got so tired of worrying, they decided he would hire someone to worry for him. He decided that I'm going to pay this person $100,000 a year to worry for me. So he finally went through the selection process, and he found this man that would agree to worry for him for $100,000 a year. And he was happy to have that. And before he got started, the man said, well, how are you going to pay me this $100,000? He said, that's for you to worry about. I had chuckles in the sanctuary. I just wanted to note it. I had some chuckles. They were light, but they were some chuckles. We worry. We are worriers, aren't we? We're going to talk a little bit about, worry and peace don't go together. God is the God of peace throughout Scripture. We read this. Part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is peace, love, joy, peace. And yet, we find ourselves worrying many times about things we have no control over. So we're gonna unpack this a little bit today, this scripture. God is the God of peace, so worry, number one, worry is senseless and a waste of time. Worry is senseless and a waste of time. In these 10 verses that we read today, Jesus says very clearly, and he talks about worry throughout the whole these whole 10 verses, but three times, very specifically, he says, do not worry. Do not worry. He also asks the question, why do you worry? So if you really look closer, I'm just going to, verse 25, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Verse 28, and why do you worry about clothes? And then verse 31, don't worry, saying, what shall I eat, what shall I drink, what shall I wear? Verse 34, therefore, goes back, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Now, I know that this moment in time we find ourselves in, it's unprecedented. We don't know what we're going to wake up to, what headlines we're going to wake up to tomorrow. We don't know how long it's going to last. We don't know how long before we can come back and worship together. Some of you may not be working normal hours. Some of you may have been laid off. There's all sorts of things to worry about. Except Jesus says, don't do it. Don't worry. God loves you. He's saying, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your physical nourishment, the physical needs of your body. Don't worry about your health. Hello, coronavirus. Don't worry about it. Because God is in control and He loves you. Don't worry about what we're going to wear, our clothes. Don't worry about the future, what the future has in store for us. I'm going to grab two books. Now, these are two hymnals from our sanctuary here. You can see these were easy for me to pick up. So they're fairly light, easy to carry. But I remember in the eighth grade at Lincoln Junior High, there was a coach, Coach Willis. I loved Coach Willis. He was an old school coach. He paddled my behind several times, but I never deserved it. I'm just saying, I'm going on record. I never deserved it. But I also had him not only as a coach, but I had him in study hall in the eighth grade. Now, you would think these are about the size of history books, and so you would think these are not that heavy. But here, because I know this is shocking to many of you, but sometimes in school I got in trouble for talking too much. I know that's very shocking, especially to my mom. But Coach Willis, I remember on one occasion he called me to the front of the room because he kept asking me to quit talking, Hatcher, and I kept talking. He called me to the front of the room and he handed me two history books, and here's what he said. He said, hold these out to your side. And so he had me hold these two history books, and he went back to working at his desk. And I was up there in front of the class holding these history books. And he had this yardstick. He had a yardstick, the old wooden yardsticks. And if my elbows started sagging, he'd pop me under this. I wasn't as fatty back then, but under the fatty part of your arm. He'd pop, Hatcher, get your elbows up, Hatcher. Get your elbows up. And I want to tell you, after a few minutes, those history books got heavy. So it wasn't so much that the history books were heavy, it was how I was holding them. How I was holding them. Isn't worry similar to that? If we handle anxiety the way we should handle anxiety by giving it to God, it's not really all that heavy. It's we're quite capable of handling that because we put it in God's hands. But when we hold out worry in a different way, suddenly becomes very, very heavy. Worry is senseless and a waste of time. Secondly, God is the God of peace, and He has your back. He has your back. Jesus, not only does he say don't worry, but he says, what do you gain by worrying? What do you gain? It's like, as going back to the first point, it's senseless. It's senseless. What are you gaining by worrying? Worry is like this, and I was thinking about this. Worry is like rocking in a rocking chair. It does, you don't go anywhere, but you got something to do. Yeah, no laughter from that? Yeah, okay. It's like you have something to do. You're not going anywhere, but you have something to do. That's what worry is. When we have especially things we can't control. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? Jesus has our back. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Jesus says. It's useless. But he goes on to say that he has our back. And that leads me to my third point. God is a God of peace, so press into him because he loves you. Press into him because he loves you. When I say press into him, that's just a phrase that means something to me. I don't know if it does to you, but what I mean by that is, man, just be in communication with the Lord. Not only prayer is not just talking to God, but prayer is also listening to God. Let him minister to your heart. If you're anxious about catching the coronavirus, if you're anxious about people you love catching the coronavirus, if you're anxious about your finances, if you're anxious about you're getting, cabin fever, any of the above, if you're anxious about those things, press into him. Let him minister to your heart. Be in his word. Listen to him. Come on Sunday morning, even if it's sitting in your pajamas at home, come and worship together. I one of the things that I like to do when I'm needing to really feel the presence of the Lord is sing, and Carlene talked about it, singing praise songs, singing any sort of song that feeds your soul. Begin to pray and sing these songs that ministers to your soul. Listen, these are Jesus' words about pressing into him. So do not worry, saying, what shall I eat, what shall I drink, or what shall I wear? For the pagans run after these things. And I want to stop there a second. When you don't have, Scripture tells us that our hope that we have is founded in Christ. It's different than the world's hope, and that's what we're talking about. You know, it's normal for someone who doesn't have Christ to worry because they don't have anyone to take. You know, Jesus said, come to me all who are burdened and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. So he wants to carry that for us. If you don't have Christ in your life, you don't have anyone to give worry to. You don't have that peace and that hope. The pagans run after all these things and your heavenly Father knows you need them. He has your back. But you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be given to you. So seek first his kingdom. What is his kingdom? His kingdom is Jesus. His kingdom is Jesus lives. He reigns. He's in control. And so we seek that. We seek that peace that comes with that. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. A couple other scriptures, and I think I've listed these if you're looking in the insert that's there available to you online through your app or the website. Romans 5:1, therefore, since we are justified by faith, meaning that we are made right, it's just as if we've never sinned. We are justified through faith. Because of that, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:6-7 says, don't be anxious about anything. I would even say, I'm going to modify that for today, don't be anxious about the coronavirus. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Just trust me, seek me and my kingdom, Jesus says, and the peace of God, back to Philippians, the peace of God which transcends all understanding, and I would add circumstances, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Many of you have heard this story, and I won't tell the whole story, but when I think about peace, I think about when my brother had his accident and we were in Lubbock. And, I mean, our world changed on a dime when Jay was in that pipeline blast. We're in Lubbock at the burn center, and after Jay had passed away, I remember a nurse came up to me and thanked me and the family for how we had walked that out and the peace that she saw in us, even in the midst of those difficult circumstances. And she said that phrase that sticks in my mind. She said, "I work in this burn unit every day. I see all sorts of trauma, and I see families going through what your family's going through every day." And she said, "I can always tell if a family has Christ, because I either see, in the midst of these circumstances, I either see peace or panic." Peace or panic. And that stuck with me. The peace in the uncertain times, the peace when life is not dealing the hand you thought it was going to deal, we have peace in Jesus. In fact, Jesus said it this way: "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." In other words, the world, people without Christ have peace when everything's perfect. And that's easy. When everything's perfect and when there's nothing to be anxious about and everything's going well and we got plenty of money and everybody's in good health and everybody likes one another and all of these things are lining up just right, then the world has peace whether they have Christ or not. But when things turn, when the times are uncertain, when trauma sets in, Jesus says, "I don't give to you as the world gives. I give my peace, peace that transcends understanding and circumstances." So he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." Church, I'm just telling you, whether this lasts another 2 weeks or whether this lasts another 2 years, Jesus is on the throne. I will say that again. Jesus is on the throne. This has not surprised him. How this is going to be resolved is not going to surprise him. I have found myself, as I pray about this, it feels like what Jesus must have felt like in the garden when he said, "Take this cup from me, but not my will, but yours be done." I have prayed, "Lord, end this coronavirus." But then I've also seen all of the things God is doing in the midst of this coronavirus. He is drawing people unto himself. I won't share the details of who, but because I didn't ask permission, but a family in our church whose son is in the trauma business, is on the front lines, said that through this, this week, they let people know that through this, that their son said that their staff, which is not a Christian ministry, it's just a healthcare type ministry. Our staff is beginning the day with prayer. That wouldn't be happening if we weren't in this crisis. I know people who've come to the Lord through this. I know people who've come back to the Lord who are deepening their faith through the Lord. So I want it to end. I really do. But my prayer is, Jesus, you finish what you need to do. You finish what you need to do in us. So I invite you this morning, as I close, I invite you, if you don't have the peace that comes through only in faith in Jesus, if you don't have that this morning, man, I just invite you. There's going to be a button on the feed that comes up, or you can also just contact me at jhatcher@wileymethodist.org and let me know, and I'll get with you. But if you don't understand the peace that comes only through Christ this morning, man, it's not a long list of things you have to do. All you have to do is say, "Jesus, I need you. I'm a sinner. I am a broken person, and I need you. I need you in my life. I'm scared to death of the future, and I need you. I need this peace that Pastor is talking about. So I ask you now, if that's you, just to bow your head and repeat this prayer with me. Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sin. I ask you, Jesus, to come in my life, come in my heart, give me the peace that passes understanding. I want to trust you with all my heart. I want to walk with you daily. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying on a cross for me. And I thank you, Lord, that you live. The tomb was empty. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior.
Faithfulness through these last several weeks. If you want to give to the church, keep our ministry going, you can give online through, there's a button on your screen there, but there's also, you can go to our website, WileyMethodist.org. You can also go to our app and give online. You can mail a check to the church. So thank you for that faithfulness. Ministry continues here at Wiley Methodist. I also want to say that if you are anxious, if you want prayer, if you need anything, please contact me at jhatcher@wileymethodist.org, and we will try to meet those needs the best we can. Jesus said it. These are not my words. These are Jesus' words. Do not worry. He loves you. He has your back. Came and he died for you because he loves you. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Perfect submission. All is star.